It's a place where they try to destroy you. Why concentration camps are still with us. Mass internment camps did not begin or end with the Nazis. Today they are everywhere, from China to Europe to the US. How can we stop their spread? Written by Daniel Trilling, read by Les Elias. At the start of the 21st century, the following things did not exist. In the US, a large network of purpose-built immigration prisons, some of which are run for profit. In Western China, political education camps designed to hold hundreds of thousands of people, supported by a high-tech surveillance system. In Syria, a prison complex dedicated to the torture and mass execution of civilians. In northeast India, a detention center capable of holding 3,000 people who may have lived in the country for decades but are unable to prove they are citizens. In Myanmar, rural encampments where thousands of people are being forced to live on the basis of their ethnicity. On small islands and in deserts at the edges of wealthy regions, Greece's Aegean Islands, the Negev Desert in Israel, the Pacific Ocean near Australia, the southern Mediterranean coastline, various types of large holding centres for would-be migrants. The scale and purpose of these places vary considerably, as do the political regimes that have created them, but they share certain things in common. Most were established as temporary or emergency measures, but have outgrown their original stated purpose and become seemingly permanent. Most exist thanks to a mix of legal ambiguity. Detention centres operating outside the regular prison system, for instance, and physical isolation. And most, if not all, have at times been described by their critics as concentration camps. We tend to associate the idea of concentration camps with their most extreme instances. The Nazi Holocaust. The Soviet Gulag system. The genocide in Cambodia and Bosnia. But the disturbing truth is that concentration camps have been widespread throughout the recent history, used to intern civilians that a state considers hostile, to control the movement of people in transit, and to extract forced labour. The author Andrea Pitzer, in One Long Night, her recent history of concentration camps estimates that at least one camp has existed somewhere on Earth throughout the past 100 years. The definition of a concentration camp is sometimes fuzzy, but at root such camps represent a combination of physical and legal power. They are a way for modern states to segregate groups of civilians by placing them in a closed or isolated location via special rules that are distinct from a country's main system of rights and punishments. Many have been set up under military jurisdiction, by the British during the Boer War, for instance, while others such as the Soviet Gulags have been used in peacetime to deal with social undesirables.